We're in the Lashet HaRan, the 11th speech, and the Ran had been discussing the importance of the legal system in Judaism. And the Ran had said that in Judaism, the legal system is responsible for the religion, not just for the smooth running of society. The courts are responsible for the mitzvot as well. And the Ran said that we view it as the legal system, the monetary system that the Torah gave us is part of the holy way we're supposed to live our lives. Just as we say, every mitzvah makes us holy, every mitzvah helps us be the people of Hashem and live the life that Hashem wants us to live and enable us to connect to Hashem. So the same is true in the area of finance. The same is true in the area of our monetary responsibilities to one another. It's not just a system that will allow us to live in peace with one another. The laws of damages in the Torah are also a part of the holiness of the Torah. That's the direction the Ran was developing. And he says it could be the efshar. I'm going back a sentence. Shem ayu ponim yoter la'inyan shehu yoter nisgav b'ma'ala mima shem ponim le'tikun kibbutzeinu. He says it could even be that if we would gauge, we would say the main reason, 75%, let's say, of why we have these laws of damages and financial responsibilities in the Torah, the laws of how a thief pays and the laws of what you do if your ox damages or your property damages or your fire damages, we would say 75% of the reason is so that you can have a society where people have responsibility and they could live peacefully. There might be this aspect, 25%, where by living this system, you're a more spiritual person. Says the Ran, it could be it's the other way around. It could be that the prime reason for the laws of damages is because it affects us spiritually. It affects us in our connection to Hashem. And the other reason, the less important reason, is the function that it does to ensure society runs smoothly. Because he says at the end of the day, when you try to run a society based on the laws of the Torah, you run into a problem. At the end of the day, there are enough loopholes that a person can really harm his neighbor and get away with it. Meaning the Torah gave you a system which you can get around. If a person wanted to murder, he couldn't murder. He just has to make sure there are no two witnesses. Go catch him. How could you have two witnesses that warn him? So a guy could lead the life of a bandit. He could steal, he could kill, he could do a lot of things. He can rape. Who's going to catch him? You have to have two witnesses who were there, who warned him. What's the answer to all that? That in the system of the Torah, the truth is that in order to ensure society runs smoothly, you need a king. Because the king fills in the gaps. Says the Ran, the gaps are pretty big. You can get away with a lot if you don't have a king. So the king is going to say, we all know that Shmerel is the thief, and we all know that Shmerel robbed the bank. He was wearing a mask. No one, you don't have witnesses who can say, but we all know who the thief is. Okay, I'm going to take care of Shmerel, and I don't need to adhere to specific laws. I'm the king. So says the Ran, wait a second. If at the end of the day, you're giving the jurisdiction to a king, at the end of the day, the whole system works because of this noble who's filling the gaps. Then why did the Torah give you such a system? Says the Ran, the system is there because it affects you spiritually. The justice system, the legal system is there to help us be spiritual people. We connect to the Ribon Shel Olam through that system, through the fact that we have judges in our midst, and they do judge us in accordance with the way of the Torah. I would add a point which he doesn't really say. The Torah's system is meant for people on a very high level. The idea that you don't give the death penalty unless there were two witnesses who warned the person before he did it means the assumption is you don't have murderers in your midst. It's not a common thing. And the truth is that Jewish society for much of our history was like that. When was the last time you heard of a Jewish murderer? Yeah, there was Bugsy Siegel. I'm saying there were exceptions. I don't know if Bugsy Siegel murdered, but they say all kinds of wonderful things about him.
There were a few, but they were removed from his kind. I mean,
but they were also the exception. Even the people who are not so observant, you see white collar crimes among Jews. You don't see.
Bernie
Madoff.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's white collar.
Unfortunately, we're too represented. But like
at the other end, he did steal $50 billion.
That's right.
I didn't say it's small white collar crime, but it's still white collar. I didn't say it isn't massive. I didn't say it's not.
It's different.
I'm saying so. I think that when we learn this, and when we work with the system, part of what we're learning, you see, it affects us. You see, it works. The fact that we're dealing all day, you ask the average kid what he's learning, and he's learning about responsibilities and damages and Nezikin and Baba Basra and Baba Kama and Baba Mitzi, and at the end of the day, he knows more, he knows less, you see it affects him. You see, at the end of the day, we develop responsible adults. The statistics are that the more observant the community is, the less crime you have in that community.
Crime.
What?
Violent crime.
Right.
Yeah, that's important. But do you think, where does the Sanhedrin come in? In other words...
Wait, he's going to get to that.
Incredible power. He needs a check, too.
We're going to get to that. Yeah.
Question regarding the role of the king in this case. I understand that... So two questions on that. Number one is, if we look at... If we look at it on a practical level, if you have one king to today, 6 billion people, say it was instituted today, that's 6 million people, Bezrat Hashem in the future when this actually is instituted into society, at least we hope it will be, we're talking millions more possibly with one king to judge them all. We saw that
right.
Moshe Rabbeinu in the desert was pulled by Yitro. You can't do this. You can't see one, for 600,000 men.
Let's hear him out. It's a good question. Let's hear him out.
And then I'll
tell you, I have an answer.
Okay.
But I want us to see if we see the answer in him. If not, then I'll present him supplement.
And then part two of the question, if I could just throw it out there, is there any indication that the king's role also goes two ways, just like the Jewish legal system, meaning if you said the main reason the Ran is claiming is to enhance...
He says it might be.
Okay.
He doesn't say
definitive. Enhance our spirituality, but there is the aspect, though, of smooth running society.
Right.
Does the king have a role, then, in enhancing spirituality within this society?
Let's see.
Okay.
Let's see. It doesn't matter whether the courts can fully make society functional or not. That's the idea of having a king. But their job is to keep us spiritual. Their job is not only the insurance of justice. If he says a mind-boggling sentence. He says, you might find rules within the nations... laws that are much better for a society than Torah. You might find laws in the legal systems you see around there that really make sense. They're really good for society, and the Torah doesn't include those laws. And we don't say, okay, Torah's missing something. Because we say, our system could have had that. It's up to the king to decide whether to implement that or not. Is there going to be a fine for people who park illegally? It's very important to put a fine. In our yeshuv, they just started enforcing that this week. In one day, I think they fined 30,000 shekel all around the yeshuv. But you know what? Suddenly, people aren't talking on their cell phones when they're driving. Suddenly, cars aren't parked in ways that ambulances can't get through. Suddenly, there's tremendous order. It's like you're driving through a different yeshuv. So it's a very good thing. It's an annoying thing. It's a good thing. Torah doesn't say it, right? Says the Ran, right. The Torah left that up to the king. It's not that the Torah left it out. It's that the Torah said the things you need for society are the king's job. What we have is bigger than what they have, and they can't get it because shemitzad shem tzodkim ba'atzmam ritzoni lomar mishpatei Torah kmo shamar katuv shavtu tam mishpat tzedek. He says, if we were given a system which is true in its essence, it's not a reaction to man did this, he needs that, man did that, he needs this. There's something intrinsically true about what the Torah gives us. And that's why the Torah system makes us into godly people. Because the Torah keeps connecting us to true values at their core. The fact that society might need, because of society's problems, a rule like this and a rule like that, could be, depending on the generation, that's the king's job. The Torah gives you the eternal truths, and that's where the Torah makes you into a better person. And society, for that, you have a king. And we'll conclude the last sentence. That's why our chief justice would be where Hashem was most revealed. Where was our high court? In the Beit HaMikdash. Why does it belong there? Because we believe that the high court is a part of the revelation of the Shekhinah. It's a part of our connection to Hashem. That's why they were in that high court up there in the temple. That's why our sages said in Tractate Avodah Zarah, once the sages saw there were many murderers, Amru, our sages said, "Nigle me'arin v'nekayim ban masit al piyadavar shegilu lecham namakom ahu." Melamed sham kom gole. The sages said, "We have to be exiled." They said, "We can't stick around up here. The legal system of the Torah was not given so that we would constantly be executing the murderers. That's not what we're here for. We're here to pull the people up. The people are so far down. We have to figure out a different way to deal with that. Our job as the court is to bring the people up and to connect them to the truth. Now the people are very far from that. Now we need a different system. Now we need, again, because the Torah's purpose is to make a person spiritual, holy, and good. And if people are very far from it, and they need a system." A practical societal system to deal with them, then you need the king or the courts, as we will see, to implement things that match the times. And the Torah wasn't focused on dealing. The Torah gave us the general rule, and then the Torah said, okay, now you'll have to deal based on the times. And that's part of what the sages did when they had a self-imposed exile. This is where we'll pick up Bezrat Hashem next week.